Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord.
Keep
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I won't go back. I can't go back. Hallelujah. Just thank you, God, this morning. Come on, church. Let's enter in this morning. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just thank God for keeping you. Thank God for remembering us on today. Amen. Thank God for remembering your children, your grandchildren, your family members and loved ones. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Come on, church. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. We have so much to be grateful for this morning, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Thank you, God, for another day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thank you, God, for new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, God, and I'm going to shout number higher. You didn't have to do it for the God, but you did, and we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sin, blood. Come on now. Whatever it is, whatever it is that you're dealing with or what I'm dealing with before you get on the line today, just thank God that he kept you, amen, that he's with you, that he never leave you nor forsake you, amen, but you got to believe it for yourself. Know that God has blessed you even right now through your trials, your tribulations, your faith, and your pain. You've discovered that God is still there. He is waiting on you to call up on his name and believe him. Hallelujah. For the miracle today. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God, for you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. We give it to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I love it. Lord, we lift you up on high, oh God, for you are the most high God. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. In this total fresh every heart and mind of your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us all today, oh God, to seek you first and kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Lord, that all that we need, oh God, coming from you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not my Lord, my God, we thank you. We bless the name, hallelujah. We look to you, Father God, for our help, amen, hallelujah. Only I know that the help comes from the Lord, our God. You're coming, hallelujah, so the Bible says, two of the years and now that your help coming from the Lord, our God. Only you know that your strength is in the joy of the Lord, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that God is able to make a way where there is no way, and God is able to make a way where there seems to be no way, hallelujah. Only you know that we have a God, hallelujah, that is able to touch you right now and stretch you out of that situation. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you know that we have a God. That's your fault, amen, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come, oh God. Lord, we come asking for your help on today, oh God, for us and those in our family, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come, oh God, hallelujah, casting all our cares and fears and burdens down at your feet, oh God. We come that we may pick up your peace, hallelujah, and walk in and live in all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, amen. When people look at us, like we're going to understand how we have so much peace. Hallelujah, we're understanding those of today, our peace coming from the Lord. For the world cannot take it away, it's nothing that man can do. Hallelujah, but take away the peace that God has given us. Lord, we thank you for your peace and quiet, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you bless your wicked out the land, that we are sure you may live in peace all the days of our life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God. We come to give you thanks this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for new verses and new grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for self. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For food to eat. Hallelujah. We thank you for redemption. We thank you on the beat of our heart. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you gave us wives and homes, Lord God. That we have to lift us right from all. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. And Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning.
Hallelujah. We come forward, oh God, of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And forgiveness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Father God, to forgive us all for all our sin, all our iniquities, all our transgressions, sins of commission, sins of omission, and any other sins, oh God, sins of deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissension, division, divination, dull egoism, envy, false bitterness, false apostasy, rough fears, all attempts and slaying, hallelujah, hearing of all sins, the gossip, greed, guilt, hardiness, hallelujah,
Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it. Oh
give glory to your name, God. Holy Father, we're so thankful for so many things. We're thankful because that your word is true and it's established in heaven. According to Matthew 24:25, that your mercy endures forever. According to Psalm 118:1, hallelujah, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 7:9, hallelujah, for your aid and for your protection. According to Psalm 91, hallelujah, hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your salvation. We thank you, hallelujah, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. According to Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our household are saved according to Acts 16:31, for your righteousness that is imparted into us, according to 1 Corinthians 5:21, we thank you, O God, that we are thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, amen, hallelujah, the inward witness, the kingdom of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20:27, that you sanctify us daily with your word, hallelujah, according to John 17:17, thank you for your peace, amen, which surpasses all understanding, according to Philippians 4:7, hallelujah, we are thankful for the God, we thank you, Lord God, for your every battle, amen, for every problem that we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge, Lord, to become one solid rock. There's an opportunity for us to take root, so we can bear fruit, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that, hallelujah, the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women of God, amen, wanting nothing. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can ask you for whatever we call you, but we can ask you whatever it is that we're not needing, oh God. And as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petition that we ask for, amen. We thank you for your provision as you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, oh God, for prosperity. We thank you, oh God, for healing past, present, and future, amen. As you are Jehovah, hallelujah, the Lord who heals. We thank you, oh God, for the divine help right now. We thank you for physical and spiritual healing, cheating, feeling, smelling, and tasting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, the valleys, and all the wonderful things that you created for, yet we take for granted. We thank you, Lord God, for the air that we breathe. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We can't take your love and your shield. We thank you. We give it all over to you right now, God. Lord, you have created a clean heart in us, and we thank you that you have renewed the right spirit within us. You have made all things pass away and all things are new. You didn't cast us away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation according to Psalm 51:10-13. Your joy is our strength according to Nehemiah 8:10, and we thank you, Lord God. As we come today, Father God, we crucify our flesh. According to Romans 8:13, as we die daily from self-desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15:31, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin. According to Romans 6:2, don't talk to us about condemnation, for there's no condemnation to us because we are in Christ Jesus. According to Romans 8:1, we walk, hallelujah, after the Spirit, not after the flesh. According to Romans 8:4, we have been directed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3:13. We are blessed when you come in, we're blessed when we go out, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Our fruit, seed, land, and storehouse, hallelujah, blessed, amen. Everything we touch is blessed. And it's possible according to Deuteronomy 28:3-6. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all these blessings shall come upon us, amen, and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord, our God. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not give up on us, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And we operated it right there according to 2 Timothy 1:7. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us your arm. We put on us right there before all of God. And we decree to cut before all of God, pulling us from the bottom of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take right there the shield of faith and we quench every fire and torch of the enemy. Let they be consumed with their own fire, God. And every one of the devil be burnt up and burnt. The Lord right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose, hallelujah, and those of our family, anything that's attached itself to us from the kingdom of Satan, we cut ourselves loose right now, and strong hearts, strong men, strong fire, men of Satan, we cut ourselves loose, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare the Christ that we are free from him and we are free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for this deliverance today. Oh, Lord, we bless the name of God. Have your way. And Lord, we pray for the children of this world. Hallelujah. We pray your hand and protection around the children. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, keep them. Help them, Lord God. It's our prayer that not one child go hungry, homeless, or without. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We pray for our elders this morning, oh God, that you will bless them and keep them, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, understand the word that you ordained, oh God, to care for them in their old age. We pray, oh God, for their protection, amen. We pray for their healing, their deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, their peace overtake them right now. Let their lives be reigned with peace and not care, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, comfort them right now. God of our hope, God of our comfort, comfort your children right now, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We come against the spirit of loneliness. We command you to cease your hopes and diet the Father and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every hindrance here right now to cease your work and diet the Holy come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, suicide. We command you to cease your words and die at the Lord and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of destruction, death, spiritual death right now. And we command you to cease your words and die at the Lord and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we believe. We trust in you, Father God. Let us do a move mighty, oh God. Move swiftly in the life of your children. Remove every delay, oh God, every blockage, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all the strength of us, oh God, at the feet of the Lebanon, Father God, let us receive a blessing from you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill us with overflowing, oh God, with your blessings and favor. And let us be blessed by the overflow, amen. We thank you for the overflow of blessings on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is our prayer that all receive continued blessing and favor and protection that come from you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come after the We declare the Christ will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is you, Father God, that's given us the power and authority of God to decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless the name, Father God. As we enter in this service this morning, we give it all over to you, Father God. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Lead us and guide us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, make every crooked path straight before us, oh God. As we go forth, oh God, in your word, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, that we are saved, that we are redeemed. Hallelujah. That we are set free. And we thank you. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you love us first. For your word said that you loved us so much. That you sent your only begotten Son to save us. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we bless your name as we go out today. And those that are traveling right now, and those of us that will be traveling today on the road, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that your blessings and our glory are coming on today, oh God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no promos, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and all around about it, every street, every highway, road, every airway, seaway, building, place, or home we may travel on today and enter into. And all our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We declare and declare right now by faith all is well with us and all that's in our home. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that all that is here in service, all that are in service on today, that you are blessed with a heavenly blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, as we give it all over to you, Father God, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory and walking riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I can't stop thanking God this morning. Welcome, 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 church. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. Glory to God. We thank God for everyone that's here in service this morning. Hallelujah. We welcome you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Welcome everyone here to Sunday service this morning. We just want to just show y'all how much we appreciate y'all being right here with us. We're so grateful that you invited us into your homes. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad because our God is so good,
yes,
and he is so worthy to be praised.
Thank you.
We just want to welcome, welcome, welcome every single body here to Sunday service.
Yes, Lord.
We are the Gospel Public Ministry, and I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. Welcome.
And we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we would like for you to press 1. We would like to, you press 1, we're going to open up your lines. We'd like to personally welcome you, pray with you, and pray for you. If you have any prayer petitions, this is the time to bring it all over to Jesus. Amen, amen. So we want to welcome every single family member and friends here with us in Texas. Y'all are so beautiful in spirit. Y'all just are such a beautiful family. We just want to say welcome y'all here to Sunday service. Every single one of our family members and friends here in our neighboring state, Louisiana, we love y'all so much. We thank y'all for coming to Sunday service this morning. We thank you for being so diligent. We thank you for helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, friends and family members there on the East Coast in New York, my Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all those surrounding areas up there, Brooklyn and Jersey, we want to welcome y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this morning. All of our brothers and sisters there in Chicago,
yes,
Illinois,
yes,
our own, our very own Minister Learned, he and his family and friends, we just want to say welcome, 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 welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning.
Jesus.
We are so grateful to be right here in this place. It's just good, hallelujah, to experience the Lord together, y'all.
Amen.
I'm just saying, you know, this is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. And God has given it to us. So welcome, 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 every single one.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection. It's going to be brought to us by our Uncle Joel. And then after we have a song selection, we're going to have Holy Communion. Every single Sunday morning, we take Holy Communion, remembering what Jesus Christ has already done. See, this is that opportunity when you take Holy Communion, you're standing on what God has done already. You're maintaining your stance that you are the righteousness of God. Amen. 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 We thank God for his finished work. So we're going to bring Uncle Joel in. You know, he's been right here in ministry with us, you know, just helping us all the way along the way, you know, singing beautiful songs, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful songs. We're going to bring you on right now, Uncle Joel Washington.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again today. May God bless everybody, everybody over the land. Bless them and forever keep them. I'm going to be on the highway next Sunday this time, you know, and we pray for y'all, for my safety, me and my wife. I know we're going to take the Lord with us, so I will be going down south for at least 3 weeks. I pray. pray for my family and every family all over the nation. It's another day's journey, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, it's another day's journey, and I'm so glad about it. Whoa, he gave me food to eat, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me food to eat, and Lord, I'm glad about it. You know what? He gave me 2 eyes to see it, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me 2 eyes to see it, and Lord, I'm glad about it. He gave me 2 legs to walk with, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me 2 legs to walk with, and Lord, I'm glad about it. Whoa, I remember it was a long time ago. It was early one Friday, the Lord came to me. He put running in my feet, and he put clapping in my hands. And ever since that day, all I could do was just call on his name. I said, Lord, oh, Lord, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, it's another day's journey. That's why I'm glad about it. I'm so glad to be here. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad about it. Amen. God bless you. Brother Joe Washington, we love you so much. We thank God for you. We pray traveling grace for you and your wife as you all get on the road. We can't wait to meet up with you. Know that God is with you. He'll take you here, bring you here, and take you back. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we love you so much. Amen.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to take our communion. So if you have your elements for communion, let's go ahead. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Amen. For this opportunity. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, 26 verses 26 to 30, the Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day that I drink it in new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Let us pray.
Well, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Hallelujah. So we say, by faith, by your stripes, that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. So we now take this piece of bread, hallelujah, in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. Your blood cleanses us and washes away all of our sins and iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you. We love and thanksgiving. Everybody do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We'll have one song selection here. So stay right with us. We have one song selection. And then we'll be back with the preached word. So prepare yourself, you know, to receive this message that comes from God, from our very own Minister Lern Green. Amen. So stay right there with us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We got the word. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have come to the message part of our service, and we thank God for the for his messenger on today. Real Minister Warren Green from Illinois, amen. We're talking about a man that is selfless, a man of integrity, amen. A man filled with the Holy Spirit, a prayer warrior, amen. He has a heart for God. He's always seeking God. He devotes himself to God. He never gives up. He gives no complaining. He gives without complaining. I'm talking about a man that is always ready and position himself to receive what God has for him to receive. So it is my pleasure and honor to present to you all today here on here with us the Gospel Public Ministries minister, amen, Warren Green. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank our pastors, Tabernika Manna and Dorsey Manning, for allowing me this opportunity. Amen. And we pray that this message will bless all of us today. We're going into the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. Can everyone hear me?
Amen.
Yes, okay. The book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. And we like to use for a subject, let God do it.
Amen.
Let God do it. Real simple, real simple. Let God do it. The name of the author is not given. It is believed to be written by Paul. It says that probably before the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in AD 7, before that. Is a master at taking nothing and making something out of it. Amen.
Yeah.
In the beginning, God spoke and said, let there be, and it was. He said, let there be light in Genesis, and there was light. God is a master of taking nothing and making something out of it for his glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Genesis 2:7, God formed man of the dust of the ground, from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen. God called the universe into existence out of nothing. He declared that it was to be, and it was. Our faith is in the God who created the entire universe. Amen. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
By his word. God's word has awesome power. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, we find the great heroes of faith. God did something unique and special in their lives. The key is that they had to believe God for it. It is a faith step. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
The songwriter says, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. It's a faith walk. Amen. God gave us part of the picture. Amen. We have to trust him for the rest. In 1 Corinthians 8 and 9, let me know if I'm going too fast. 1 Corinthians 8 and 9, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. As we walk with God, he reveals his plan. God also has a permissive will. Amen. Be careful of what you ask for. Remember how Israel wanted a king. They wanted a king like other nations. They had God. God himself, amen, and they wanted a king. Amen. And God gave it to them. Amen. He let them know that they were going to, their sons and daughters were going to be put into war, and he was going to make them build their cities. And God warned them what was going to happen, but they still wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, let go and let God. Let God do it. Amen. And sometimes it's so hard for us to let go. We want to be in control. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to let God be the one that leads us daily. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to seek him daily. Seek his will. Amen. Invite him into your day. Amen. That's what you have to do. You say, Lord, this is the day that you have made. I will
mm-hmm.
rejoice and be glad in it. And invite God in your day and have a prayer time with God. Have a study time with God every day, amen, because that will allow you to get closer to him, and then you can have more of the blessings that he has for you. Amen. Let God do it.
Amen.
We're trying to do it. Amen. We're trying to fix it. Let God fix it. Amen.
Amen.
The key is to start with a childlike faith. When you have a child that's young, I would say in the ages of 3 or 4, maybe even younger than that, whatever their parents tell them, they believe it. And we got to have the type of faith that we just take God at his word. Say, Lord, I believe your word. I don't believe this situation. I don't look at the situations, the circumstances of how dark it can get sometimes, but we got to believe God's word. We have to take his word. Believe him at his word. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord. Believe, Father.
As you build your relationship with God through the Holy Spirit and his word, your faith will grow. How much do you love God? As much as you love his word. How much
Jesus.
Do you know about God? As much as you know
Jesus.
His word. How much
Jesus.
Do you obey God? As much as you obey his word. One of the things that will help us is get another Christian, amen, another believer in Christ, and have them touch and agree with you, amen. He said, well, 2 or 3, touch and agree with you. He will be in the midst, amen. God will be in the midst. Amen. I'm not going to be long today. But one of the things I just want to share with you on today is that we got to stop doing it. Amen. We have to really, really seek God in our situations, in our business affairs, our home life, our on the job, whatever situation that we're faced with. We're constantly making decisions daily. We're constantly making choices daily. And we have to seek God. Amen. Because when we seek God, he gives us the wisdom. The wisdom
Amen.
To win. Amen. Let God do
Amen.
It. If God is molding you and shaping you, let God do it. If
yes,
God
Lord.
Is cleaning you up, let God do it. If God
yes,
is working his will in your life, let God do it.
Thank you.
If God
Thank
is allowing you.
You
to be tested, let God do it. If God is teaching you patience, let God do it. If God
My
is
Lord.
Allowing you to reap blessings, let God do it. If God is teaching you forgiveness, it may be hard, but let God do it. Amen.
Amen.
We see here in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 4th verse, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he
mm-hmm.
obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaking. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was not found because God had translated him.
Uh-huh.
Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Let God do it.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house. Don't you know that when you're in Christ, you're in the ark of safety? By faith,
yes,
Abraham, when he was called up unto a place which he had received of an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past age. Amen. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that Isaac shall thy seed be called. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed the sons of Joseph. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave them commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea on dry land. What am I trying to say to you today? Is you would just have a little faith. I decree and I declare that God will bring you out. If you just have a little faith this morning, God will heal your body. If you just have a little faith, your relationship with God can be as close as you would like it to be. If you would just have a little faith, God will make a way. I heard him say that God will make a way out of no way. I'm happy on this morning because I got Jesus. And they said that when you got Jesus, you got enough. Just have faith. I want to encourage you on this morning. Just have a little faith. The Bible says that if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain would move. Whatever mountains that are in your life, just speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. Whatever situation that you are faced with, say to that situation, I don't believe what I'm seeing. Go behind the situation and just look at it through the eyes of faith. Picture what God is saying. Speak what God is saying. Do what God is saying. Live what God is saying. If you just have a little faith, God will work it out. Amen. Amen. I'm just about through. The world was in a sad condition. Jesus said, give me a body, and I'll go down and redeem man. Jesus came down through 40 and two generations. Tell me that when he came, he was born in a stable because they had no room for him in the inn. Do you have room for Jesus on today? Do you have room in your heart for Jesus on today? Jesus was born in a stable. Somebody said, well, why was he born in the stable? So that he would let people know that I didn't just come for the rich, but I came for the humble. Amen. Do you believe that Jesus came today? Do you have just a little faith? Let God do it. Whatever it is you're trying to work out, let God do it. Jesus was the ultimate gift. Amen. Jesus came here and he tabernacled here for 33 long years. And they tell me that when his works were finished down here, they came and grabbed him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus told the disciples before they grabbed him, he said, can you watch with me for 1 hour? and they tell me that the disciples went to sleep on. Don't go to sleep on Jesus. Keep trusting in Jesus. And they tell me that when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus, Peter grabbed his sword and cut off the soldier's ear. Jesus reached down and picked up his ear and put it back on the soldier's ear. Told him that this is not my kingdom, it's not of this world. Amen. And they tell me that they took Jesus and marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And then when they finally got to Pilate, Pilate said that I find no fault in him. Amen. And then when they took him before the crowd, they said, should I release Jesus or Barabbas? They said, crucify Jesus and give us Barabbas. And they tell me that they whipped him all night long. And they tell me that they wrapped him in a purple linen. And then they put a crown, a thorn on his head and mocked him, spit on him, beat him for our cause. And they tell me that Jesus, then they put a cross on his back. And Jesus carried the cross. And Jesus fell down on his knees. Somebody pinned the point that Simon Cyrene helped Jesus get back up. And the songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Then they tell me that they hung him high and stretched him wide, so high you can't go over him, so wide you can't go around him. Jesus was on that cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. And they tell me that Jesus was on the cross. And then Jesus said that it is finished. Dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder and said, it is finished. Your healing was finished. Your deliverance was finished. Your breakthrough was finished. He finished it on the cross. Let God do it. And they tell me that Jesus, they took him down from the cross and laid him in the grave. They called it a ball tomb because he wasn't going to need it long. And on the third day, he got up out of the grave with all power in his hand. Somebody said, what has gotten into Reverend Green on this morning? I tell you that I had a conversation on this week with Jesus, and Jesus touched me again. Sometimes you got to say, Jesus, do it again. God brought you out in the past. Just say, Lord, do it again. I'm done.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless God on today. Amen. We thank God for the word that went forth. Let God do it. God bless you. Minister Learn, may all that you have poured out here, every virtue that left your body, may God restore it to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. As we pray, God, do it again for your son. Oh, Lord, move mighty in him, on him, for him, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way, because Jesus said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're so grateful, hallelujah, for the word that went forth on today. Amen. We bless you. With godly love, we bless you. Amen. And at this time, you all, we're going to do just a little bit different as we get ready to open the doors of the church, because we have a bit of time to do so. We thank God for the time that he has given us, that we're going to take this time. If there's anyone that has a testimony, how God has done it for you. Amen. If you have a testimony right now, hallelujah, we want to hear from you this morning. Amen. So if you're pressed for one, amen, we want to hear you testify the goodness of the Lord for your life. Amen. So if you have a testimony this morning, please press one. Please press one. There's somebody needs to hear. There's somebody on the line that needs to hear, because they're in the same situation on today. They're needing to hear how God brought you out. Amen. That they may be encouraged to hold on a little longer, trusting God all the way. So if you have a testimony this morning, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'll testify this morning. Amen, how about that? Amen. I testify the goodness of the Lord because God has kept me. So many things have been happening that has went on the end of last year and this year, and my mother, and I thank God for how God has kept my mother. And I testify the goodness of the Lord that which should have taken my mother out, God kept her. She had been dealing with the same thing over and over, and she was going to the doctor, going back and forth to the doctor with the same symptoms, and they still didn't know what was going on with her. They would tell her it was one thing and they didn't see anything, but she began to feel bad one night. And while she was going through, I was thinking about it. I had on my mind, and I was like, Lord, you know, I'm thinking about my mom, and he's giving me all these things. And so she messaged me, are you up? And I was like, I'm sure up. And so we talked, and they found that she had blood clots on her lungs. But we thank God, I testify the goodness of the Lord, because he kept her, amen. Something that could have taken her out right then in a hole, God kept her. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the life, hope, and strength of my mother. And I declare and declare that she is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I testify the goodness of the Lord this morning because he kept my mother. Because he didn't help you, but he did. And so I thank God for keeping her and being able to find out what was going on with her. And I continue to send her home with the same ache, the same pain, the same thing that was going on. But God did it. God kept her. Amen. So I thank God for my mother on today. Amen. I just testified my life to my mother. And God is doing everything in her and for her. And I thank you, Father God, for it on today. And I declare and declare there's more to come. Amen. More to come. Amen. That God is doing it. God is turning it all around for her good. And you're good. Everyone is on the line today. If you are dealing with anything, I declare and declare right now victory over your situation, victory over your health. A lot of us are dealing with some things right now in our health. Amen. Whether we acknowledge it or let anyone know about it, but God knows all about it. And yes, he's already working it out for you. Good. And I just came to say, your testimony of God has healed you, that we will hear from you. Amen. Not anyone else, but we will hear from you how God did it for you. Amen. We are actually a living, walking, breathing testimony today because God has kept us. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. There's been so many times on the road. I just thank God for keeping my husband because he drives. You know, he's on the road day in and day out. Sometimes I get enough sleep, but I thank God for keeping him. Every time he pulls back up at home, I just thank God that he made it. I don't take it for granted that he is here with us. Amen. And even last year, all that he went through on last year, that could have taken him out. That could have, you know, made him to be disabled, but God kept him. And so I'm just so grateful. Amen. If you know, hallelujah, for yourself that you are a living, walking, breathing testimony here today. Hallelujah. If any of y'all went into surgery before, I've been in surgery before. I've even woke up while they were doing the surgery. Amen. No, God kept me, and the peace of the Lord was in me and around and about me. Amen. Hallelujah. When the doctor made a mistake, I was in a situation where the doctors made a mistake. It almost shook my life, but God kept me. Amen. When the doctor made a mistake, when it concerned our child, our children, and God kept our children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God today. I want you to know, if you ain't got nothing you think to testify about, you got a whole lot to testify, because you are here today because God made it possible to be here. There were many that counted this day, amen, but did not see this day. There were many that counted this year, but did not see this year. There were many that made a New Year's resolution about 2020, but didn't make it through the first day of the year. We have a lot to testify on today about, because God did it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't over, I tell you today. It ain't over until God says it's over. Don't give up.
Amen.
I don't care what the doctor says. I'm honest about it. I don't care what the doctor says. What God says is what I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. There's so much the doctor can't say. It's so much that they will say. But I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. If God said I'm here, I'm here. If God said I'm delivered, I'm delivered. If God said it's finished, it is
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have so much to be thankful for this day. Amen. But this is the day. We don't just say it just to be saying it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We live in this day. Amen. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And amen. We all rejoice in it right now because God did it for us. I don't take nothing for granted. And as the older we get, hallelujah, as the older I should say I get, amen, I don't view life the same way I did when I was in my 20s and in my 20s. I don't view life the same way. The things that I used to want, I don't want the same things I used to want. I realize it's about what I need and not what I want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you would just testify on today, amen, how God has kept you, amen, hallelujah. Well, if the doctor would have told you, if you would have waited just a little while longer and not come in, you wouldn't be there right now. Especially though it was God that did that, amen, it's God that moved you to go, amen. There's something you can say, there's something that just told me to go off. That something is the Holy Spirit that speaks even to the unbeliever to fuck him, amen. Because I'm saying, when God calls, that God will call, God will draw us, hallelujah. When God draws us to you, amen, hallelujah. The unbeliever, amen, that probably says, something told me, hallelujah. I want you to have something, that is the Holy Spirit, amen. That even moves the unbeliever, calls the Lord to the Lord. So save, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We got a lot to talk about today. If you can see or pick up this phone today and call your children, what the talk about it? God has kept your children. If you didn't receive a phone call in the late night hours, we hours of the Lord, whatever one of your parents called, you have a lot to talk about today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come and say that God is able.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's willing, hallelujah, to do it for you. But will you give him praise today? Will you thank him? Will you thank him all today?
Yes, Jesus.
God is able. I thank God for everyone that's here in service on today. I'm so grateful, I tell you. I'm so grateful to see you all here in service. I thank God. I really am. You know, we got to be more involved than just our talk. We can't just be a talker. Hallelujah. We can't just be a speaker. We got to be a doer. I'd rather be a doer than a talker. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, what you talking about? Show me what you're doing. But what you're talking about, I'd rather be the one that do the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Shut up. I'm going to get on off of now. I'm going to get on the pastor. God bless. Amen. We're going over the doors of the church, and let's pass out something to say. Watch this. Thank God. Thank you all. Thank you, Minister Warren. Thank you for allowing God to use you this day. Again, let God do it.
Hallelujah.
Let God do it.
Hallelujah.
Let God do it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go over this. I had an event last night to go to and do comedy, and it was a young lady I was sitting by. We began to guards with each other, and she said, you know, her whole life she trusted God for everything, but when it came down to her money, when it came to God kept telling her, leave that, go there, have something greater for you, and she would leave, and then she would still do her own thing. She just had a hard time trusting God to supply her needs. And God said, it's causing up every way that she was trying to go. She was, I left my job, God. I know you told me to, you know, come off that job and do this. She said, she went to go drive Uber. And she said, guess what? Out of nowhere, a car hit me and totaled my car. She said, you know, she began to let him go. I said, then I tell you to come aside. And she said, I'll tell you right now today, I have more money than I had when I was working 2 or 3 jobs. Let God do it. Will you let God do it for you? Some of us say, Lord, I trust you with what's happening. I have a hard time trusting you with this. We have a hard time allowing the creator of all because he has everything in his hands. Will you let God do it? Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray that every single one that was able to receive that word that was delivered today, we thank you, Apostle Talanika, for your testimony. We thank you so much, Minister Lauren Green, for allowing the Holy Spirit to you deliver that message today. Let God do it. If that ain't the right word, I don't know another word that's the right word for today. Let God do it. Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. We're going to open up the doors of the church. Amen. If this message, if it have blessed your heart, if it have blessed your heart and the Holy Spirit was able to speak to you this morning, if you know that there are some places that you are in life, or there's something that you are dealing with right now in life, and you hear the word of God. And when I'm saying you hear the word of God, you hear God calling you, calling you to his presence. If it's your desire today to be baptized, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost, to receive Jesus Christ into your life today, will you press one? We're standing right here together. Mr. Learn and Pastor Tawanika and I, we're standing right here together to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. You know, I don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. I don't even know if I'm going to even see an hour from now. But what I do know is right now, this opportunity right now, I'm speaking to myself and every single one of you that can hear my voice. I know right now is that right time. This might be your only chance. Hallelujah. Will you give your life all over to Jesus? You have never prayed the prayer of salvation before. I'm telling you, this is the most important thing you can ever do in your life. The most important decision you can ever make in your life. See, we as ministers, hallelujah, we have to encourage you and give you that sense of urgency. Because, see, that sense of urgency, because it is right now. See, you're living right now in the land of living right now. But we don't know about the next minute, the next second. Give your life all over to Jesus. He gave his life for you. Hallelujah. So will you give it all over to Jesus? I tell you that I did it. And when I did it, I'm telling you there was some things that I did not understand. But I'm telling you, as I begin to grow in Christ, he began to show me things that I did not know. Hallelujah. Deliver me out of things. I didn't realize that I was in one place. But when I gave my life over to Christ, see, I may couldn't see it right then, but every little step that I take with God, I realize that after a while, I was not in the same place that I used to be. That's how good God is. God is that good. He'll move you out of what you're in and into what he's in. But then you got to come on over to Jesus. Come on over to the light. Amen. Amen. If you have anything that you want to bring to Christ, amen, something that you want to pray about, so you've already been saved. A lot of us are already saved, but we're still dealing with things in our life and that mind that we have set, that heart that we have set, you know, for ourselves. See, we are limiting God moving in our life. Now, he's already on the inside. He's already speaking to you. But see, it's something that we're holding on to because we done got a bad report from the world. We got a bad report. But as Papa Tawanika said, whose report shall you believe? So we shall believe the report of the Lord. Now, if you have something that you're dealing with right now, either if you believe in God or if you don't believe in God, it's better that you do believe in God. But see, Miss Lauren and Papa Tawanika and I were standing right now. Right now, we're standing together. The Bible says when two or three are gathered together, as touching and agreeing, we are in agreement. In his name, anything that you're asking for, in his name, he said that he'll do. Look here, he's right there in the middle of it all. Amen. Amen. I like how Minister Learn said, you know, it's to agree. Come together and agree. See, this is that time when we come together and agree. Now, if you believe that, now you know there's something that's going on right now. If you believe that, will you come to Jesus? Will you press one today? Amen. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. And we are the righteousness of God. So that means that all that you are praying about in the name of Jesus, it shall be so. It shall happen. God is not a man that he shall lie. Amen. If God said that he give us that power and authority to do it. If he said we can come to the throne of grace, then let us come to the throne of grace boldly. Will you come? If you believe that, will you come? Will you press one? And there's someone that's looking for a church home. Apostle Taonika and I, Minister Lauren, we would love for y'all to be a part of us. We invite you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. And we'll be so honored and so grateful you allow us to be a part of you. Let us disciple you. Amen. Amen. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what city that you live in. But we thank God there's no time and no distance in spirit. So wherever you are right now, give us the opportunity to disciple you. Hallelujah. We're going to feed you that word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to feed you that word of God. We're going to love on you and love on you and love on you and love on you. Just like God showed us how to love. Hallelujah. That's how we're going to love on you. Through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in you. You believe in Jesus. So if you believe that God has called you to be a part of us, hallelujah, will you press one? We invite you in right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the word that went forth this morning. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over it right now. And we pray that it take root on the inside of us right now. Move us out of that place of doubt and disbelief. And moving us over into that place and believing what you have already done. Believing what you have already said. Believing in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you did it already. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. Hallelujah. Giving us the courage. Hallelujah. To come to you, Lord Jesus. Let God do it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for every single mind, every single heart, every single one that had a heart to receive this word today. We pray over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you and all that you are facing right now. Hallelujah. And we say all is well with you and your house. We pray for your children. We pray for every single thing that is concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for being our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our refuge, that place where we can go. We know that we can come to you with anything. Hallelujah. Anything. We can come to you. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single provision that you have given unto us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over it right now. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering.
Hallelujah.
If you have Cash App, your Cash App, your tithes offering over to Pastor Chantel. That's Shantell. Also, if you have Zelle, we'll give you that number to send it over to. And if you need other means to remit your tithes and offerings, give us a call at 832-725-8098.
Amen, amen. I've discovered that this is the most important part of coming into the presence of the Lord, is getting the opportunity to give. It's everywhere in the Word of God when you get the opportunity to give. That means that what has been given unto you, you have the opportunity to show yourself, not show God, but to show yourself that you got something. So we thank God for this opportunity that we get to give. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. And those of us that have sent the tithes and offering in already, amen, we've already prayed over. We thank God for you and your obedience. Amen. To sow into the kingdom. Amen. For we are kingdom builders.
Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply. We will send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the key financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture our harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not for God you honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kissed generous heart. Oh, Lord, as we give, oh God, we decree and declare that we are already blessed because you have blessed us. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that blessings shall run us down and take us over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, those who promised our heart to give on today, we could not, that you restore their stewardship. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did you want to say something now? Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited as I was sitting here. The Holy Spirit reminded me that we're approaching our church anniversary.
Amen.
It's been 2 years, and me and my husband have been in ministry together here at the Gospel Public Ministry. So it's been 2 years that we're celebrating here together in ministry here on this platform. Amen. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. And thank everyone for being a part of it. Amen. Past, present, and to come. Amen. We thank God. Thank Brother Joe Washington. Amen. And Minister Warren Green and Sister Connie Northern, who has been with us from the beginning, even when I first started ministry, and we were out in the building almost 5 years ago. Sister Connie was there with me, amen, in ordination, and when I was affirmed to the office of an apostle, Sister Connie Northern has been there when I was doing my shows as Diva Max. Sister Connie Northern was there, amen, when she saw me when I transitioned over. Sister Connie Northern was there, and so we just thank God for Sister Connie Northern, and God bless you. I love her so much, you know. And I'm going to get that box together for you. I know her birthday is coming soon this year, but I want to give it to her before then. Just celebrating her, celebrating life and just thanking God for her. She is really, it's like that person you look over your shoulder when there's something you're celebrating and Sister Connie is there. And she's been there, so I just thank God. I thank God for her. She's been there when you got ordained in the office, when you got ordained in the firm, in the office, installed in the office as a pastor. Sister Connie was there. Amen. We just love our family. We thank our mother, Sister Carol Dillon, my mother, and our mother, Kathy Hudson. We thank her as well. Amen. We just, our grandmother, Helen. Amen. Helen Manny. We thank God for you. Just everyone. God bless you. We love you so much. And we did say your name. Don't hold it against us. Amen. We thank God for you as well. Amen. All our family and then loved ones who have supported us in this ministry through it all, you know, the believers and the unbelievers. Amen. So we just going to keep on doing what God has called us to do. Amen. And God has taken us to new heights. And so we're out there. We're getting back out on the streets. So we thank God for the opportunity to get back out because we are the Gospel Public Ministry. We've been called to the streets to go, amen, to go out and to make disciples. So we thank God for the opportunity. At this time, we're going to release the announcements. I'm sorry, I have to do the blessing. The announcement today is for March 27, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where Senior Pastor Dorothy Mann and Apostle Tawani Kamani and Minister Warren Green, Minister on the roster. From Illinois. We have on Monday mornings at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Saturdays at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school here at 845-277-9213. And then Sunday, we have our 10 o'clock morning service, and then 2 p.m. is a recap of our 10 a.m. service. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think that's all we have going on this month, because this month, this is the last Sunday of the month, right?
Yes, this is the last Sunday of the month. And happy birthday to everyone who celebrated a birthday in the month of March again. Happy, happy birthday. Amen. Keep on celebrating. Whether you celebrate it at the beginning or the end, celebrate the whole year because God has kept you. Amen. Has kept us. I'm still celebrating the goodness of the Lord in my life that God has kept me. Amen. And God has truly blessed me and my family. So God bless you and yours. And those of you that are celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of March, happy anniversary to you and yours, that God has called you two to be together, to be one. May God continue to bless your union with favor, with hallelujah, with love and increase of love and patience. Amen. Hallelujah. And peace and joy and happiness and favor, I pray upon you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think that's all we have for. We have a show coming up here in April 30th. If you're in Houston or will be in the Houston area, surrounding areas, or you're driving in, come on out and enjoy the show with us. It's called Enough, and it will showcase itself on April 30th at 7:45 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. So get your tickets. We have pre-sale tickets for $22 until the end of the month, and then the general admission is $35. So go ahead and get your tickets. Give us a call at